So there's two ways to answer this question. You can either look at the histologic slide and know straight up that the owl eye appearance of the cells here is characteristic of cytomegalovirus infection, CMV, or you could also be aware that CMV is the most common organism transmitted via blood transfusion and to organ transplant recipients. This guy, bone marrow transplant 3 months ago, he has the owl eye appearance here of cells on pulmonary biopsy, so we know the answer is CMV infection. CMV, no, it does not classically infect the lungs, but the presentation is overwhelming. Once again, we have the histo, and we also have him as a recent transplant recipient. So the answer here, I decided to be an asshole and write out DNA virus. That's correct, okay, for cytomegalovirus. I really don't want to get too nitpicky and on a long discussion about the microbiology. I kind of want to just stay on a bit focused on the presentation here in terms of sifting out what the answer is based on the vignette. So if we look at the chest x-ray, you can see bilateral interstitial infiltrates. That's actually a very non-specific finding. Organ transplant recipients are immunocompromised because they'll be on immunosuppressant agents in order to prevent graft rejection. So if they had told you here, chest x-ray shows bilateral interstitial infiltrates, silver staining of the pulmonary fluid via bronchoalveolar lavage shows budding yeast, we would know that that is Pneumocystis jerovecii. It used to be known as Pneumocystis carinii, okay? So this patient is susceptible to fungal pneumonia as well, but that's clearly not what we have on the histo here, okay? We would see budding yeast on the silver stain. So fungus is out. Gram-negative bacteria, very rare in terms of causing pneumonia. We could have Klebsiella Klebsiella or Bacteroides causing pulmonary infections with aspiration, okay, Bacteroides, pulmonary abscess, foul-smelling sputum, Klebsiella, thick mucoid colonies. Let's see, also Pseudomonas, okay, that's gram-negative. In terms of, that would be the answer for cystic fibrosis after the age of 10, before the age of 10, Staph aureus. But most commonly, when we're talking about pneumonia bacteria, it would be strep pneumo, okay? That's going to be lobar pneumonia, and that would be gram-positive, okay? Whereas mycoplasma is neither gram-positive nor gram-negative. That would also be bilateral interstitial infiltrates for atypical pneumonia. And then RNA virus, that would be an answer for RSV bronchiolitis in pediatrics, generally under the age of 18 months. And it could be para-influenza virus, paramyxovirus causing croup, but that's not going to be an infection of the lungs itself. So a lot we can chat about in terms of the micro, but I want you to take home, number one, CMV presents with classic owl eye appearance on histologic specimens. Number two, CMV is the most common organism transmitted via blood transfusion and to organ transplant recipients. And then just being mindful that Pneumocystis jerovecii pneumonia is common in organ transplant recipients as well because they're immunosuppressed. So, but you just gotta differentiate merely that you'd see budding yeast on silver staining as opposed to an owl eye appearance. Okay, that's it.